Sorry, there was a technical issue. Recently, I read an article, which I actually mentioned 2 weeks ago. It was about the development of the internet and how it has changed us. And certainly, it was interesting reading that article and one person's analysis of how life has really changed since the development of our online virtual life. How different things have become because of the ubiquity of virtual reality. But actually, what I found most interesting in that article was less about that and more about the statement that as human beings, we have a limited capacity for attention. We actually have only small amounts of attention that are available. And one of the things that has happened with our virtual life is there are so many competing voices trying to capture our attention. Our online virtual life is all predicated on something holding our attention for a period of time, and especially if that something can sell us a product. Additionally, increasingly politics has become not so much about debating policy issues, but more about grabbing our attention through irresistible headlines. This is a complicated reality for us. For when we focus our limited attention on one thing, we have to ignore many others. And so this, I think, requires that we are intentional about what we allow to capture our interest. Since reading this article, I've come across many more articles about this, about our limited and precious attention span and the many competing voices trying to demand it. Reading all these has really reinforced for me how important it is that we are intentional about what we pay attention to and about how we spend our time. And I think this is more true than ever during the pandemic, because I've also been reading experts stressing that in this difficult time, in this time with all its challenges, with all the loss we are confronted with, so many of us find it difficult to focus on one thing for very long. We can find it hard to go deeply into something. We can feel distracted. And so it can be really challenging for us to focus our attention for longer than just a moment. And so right now, it seems our attention span, which was already small, is even more limited than it was, and therefore more precious than ever. All of this led me to reflect on how I spend my time and on what holds my attention, and it became part of my discernment before entering Lent. And it really became a question of how I focus on hearing what God is calling me to, what God may be calling me to pay less attention to, what God is calling me to focus more of my attention on. It was part of my discernment about how in this season of Lent is God inviting me to spend the very precious and also limited time that God has given me as a gift. I realized through this reflection that noticing what we pay attention to is, I think, one of the calls of Lent. Lent is the season of intentional living, of getting back to basics, to what really matters, about getting back to what is important and essential. In Lent, God invites us to strip away externals and to focus on the heart of what it means to follow Jesus. Rather than being a season of suffering and drudgery, Lent is in fact an opportunity, a time of invitation, a season for intentionally focusing our attention on what really matters. Lent is a season to examine how we are living and then compare that with how God is calling us to live. To do so requires that we are honest, honest about where we find ourselves as we begin Lent this year, and honest about the changes we hear God calling us to make. God invites us to focus our limited attention on examining how we faithfully live God's call, but also how we do not. We are invited in this season to reorient our lives through repentance which means literally turning to new ways, to new mindsets, going in a new direction, setting out on a path that is more oriented toward and more focused on God. This morning's gospel highlights for me the importance of what we pay attention to and the great need that we have for these times of stripping away and of quieting, of creating space for what matters most. It reminds us of our need for wilderness time. Today's passage tells how Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, and after his baptism, the Spirit descends on Jesus as a dove. And God the Father is that voice we hear declaring Jesus the beloved Son of God. Then Mark tells us the Spirit immediately drives Jesus out into the wilderness. Why does the Spirit do this? Why does Jesus need to go into the wilderness? Well, we don't have an exact answer for that, but perhaps it was for a time of discernment. The 40 days of fasting might be a time for Jesus to wrestle with what it means to be beloved, what it means to hear God say, "You are the beloved," what it means for Jesus to be the Son of God. The wilderness might be a time for Jesus to discern how he's being called to live and what ministry he's being called to undertake. This period of quiet and fasting may help sharpen his understanding of his identity and also the vocation and work that he will do. Unlike the other, at least some of the Gospels, we don't know much about Jesus before his baptism. In Mark's Gospel, he just appears. We're told nothing about life before this moment. Jesus appears with John the Baptist at the River Jordan, goes into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting. And then after that time, Jesus emerges ready to begin his earthly ministry of healing, preaching, and teaching with a clear sense of who he is and with an unshakable understanding of his call and ministry. It seems in Mark that Jesus emerges from this wilderness experience ready to do the work God has given him. After the wilderness time, Jesus is not like others of his age in Galilee. He has a different identity and a different vocation. He has a sharp and clear focus of how he is called to live. Jesus spending those 40 days in the wilderness evokes the journey of the people of Israel after God frees them from slavery in Egypt. For 40 years, they are led by God in the wilderness. The old life they knew in Egypt is stripped away, and their attention is refocused by God. During that time, they are tested, often falling short of God's desires for them. They are tempted by sin and even rebellion. They long sometimes for the days back in Egypt, the days of slavery. And one of my favorite lines is, because they had leeks there. It is hard in the wilderness. And yet God leads them. God sustains them, providing for them manna when they need it, and water, and even quails when they become sick of the manna. God endures their sin and rebellion and whining, and eventually leads them to the promised land. This time in the wilderness, though difficult for them and testing them, is essential to form them into God's people. They cannot go directly from slavery in Egypt into the freedom of the promised land without a time of preparation and transformation. The people of Israel need time to learn how to embrace their new freedom and live. They need time to learn about God's covenant and what God asks of them. They need time to strip away distractions and focus on what is most important. They need time to let go and focus their limited and precious attention on God and on the call to be God's people. Jesus' time in the wilderness evokes those wilderness years of the Israelites. Jesus' experience, however, is also very different. For while Jesus is tempted by Satan, he does not give in to temptation. He does not sin. Jesus does not stumble as the people in the wilderness do. Jesus is able to reject the temptation to satisfy himself and his own needs. He rejects the temptation to focus on any earthly advantage for himself, of using power for his own sake. Jesus' attention never wavers from God and his vocation as the beloved of God. There is no doubt, as we see in these examples, that the wilderness is a challenging place. We see this in the experience of the people of Israel. We see it in Jesus' time of temptation. The wilderness is a place where comforts are removed. There are few distractions. There's little competing for our attention. And so instead, we are left alone with ourselves, with our thoughts, with our cravings. The wilderness is the place to look honestly at one's life. And so it's an ideal setting for reflection, for repentance, and for intentional living. The wilderness is a place for transformation, where clarity of identity and vocation are revealed. This is the place where we are able to let go, where our need for earthly comforts or desires and compulsions we can let go of, and instead shift our focus to God and to God's ways. And so it's no accident, I think, that Lent is often called a journey into the wilderness, and that we hear about Jesus in the wilderness on this first Sunday. This is the season for us to create space through simplicity and stripping away. This is the time to let go of routine and unexamined behaviors and practices. And this is the time to set aside a space for quiet, for reflection, for prayer. Lent invites us to fast, to honestly come face to face with our cravings and desires and our impulses that we satisfy without thinking. These things have the potential to get in the way of our relationship with God. The wilderness is the place to let go of old identities, of unhealthy ways of being, and allow ourselves to be transformed, be reshaped into more faithful disciples of Jesus, into a holy people living the life to which Jesus calls us. No doubt about it, the wilderness journey can be difficult and frightening. In order to see ourselves honestly, we must become vulnerable. And becoming vulnerable means stripping away what we use to protect and comfort ourselves. This is demanding work. We may not feel like doing it. We may be weary or even afraid of it. And I think especially this year, after almost a year of pandemic living, we may resist this hard work. We may not want to do this. It may feel like we've been through enough already. We have already given up enough. Even with that reality, however, I urge you to accept the invitation to keep a holy Lent, even if we may not be sure we want to. For if we accept this season's invitation, I am confident we will find in Lent more than we can ask or imagine. We will discover its untold blessings, the blessings that lead us to life with God that we can scarcely anticipate. These 40 days offer the way of abundant life that God desires for us. This way is focused on God. Our attention is given over to the one who loves us more than we know, who promises to lead and sustain us, to bring us to a place more wonderful than we can hope for. This way is life with God placed at the center, a life not focused on ourselves, on our own will and desires. This is life that does not end, that is not fleeting, but endures and is eternal. This life to which we are called is not like that of the world. It's not what everyone else may be doing. It's not a life that's focused on us as individuals and what we want. Instead, it's focused on God. And it is life that must be chosen moment by moment with each decision we make. And I think Lent prepares us for living that way. It trains us to be intentional about where we focus our attention and on how we spend our time. This is the season for adjusting, resetting, recommitting to this holy way of life, to the life as beloved of God. This life to which we are called goes against the grain of the world. It challenges our very human impulse to put ourselves first, to give in and satisfy our cravings. Lent instead calls us to put God first. Lent is this holy season, a time to open ourselves to God's abundant love and to the invitation of Jesus to follow him, living as his disciples, as those who give away their lives for the sake of the gospel in order to find true life. And so may we go with Jesus into the wilderness of our lives, letting go of distraction, focusing our attention on him. We know this will be demanding, but as our collect today assures us, Jesus will come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as he knows the weaknesses of each of us, let each of us find him mighty to save. Jesus gives us the strength we need to let go of what separates us from God and to turn to God's ways. If we dare to make the journey this year, we will be prepared for a glorious Easter, and we will also know the joy of life abundant in God. And so this Lent, I hope and pray that we may follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit, following as the Spirit leads us out into the wilderness. In this Lenten season, let us focus our limited attention, our precious focus, on the ways of God, trusting that Jesus is with us in the barren landscape, and that Jesus gives us the power to resist our temptations, and that Jesus promises to lead us in his way of love into true and unending life in God. Amen.